turunduse täht.
What have you noticed? What has been special and you think that is worth of awarding?
Netflix, the big company Netflix, has just announced that it's starting an unlimited leave policy for new mothers and fathers for the first year after the birth or adoption of a child. So as part of that new maternity and paternity policy, employees will receive their normal pay, and they'll be able to return to work part-time or full-time, and they may also return to work and take additional time off if needed. And I mean, this is so unusual for the United States, where the most companies only give like 12 weeks maternity leave or paternity leave, and often it's unpaid leave. So this is a new way of recognizing how important the staff is, or the employees, and making sure that they keep them, and that people don't have to worry about their family situation when they have children, but can go back to work when they feel they're ready. I think it's fantastic. It's not a campaign, but it's a fantastic announcement.
I think it's very good. So how long is the maternity leave in Sweden usually?
Well, I must confess I don't have children of my own, but I think it's up... mothers and fathers share it, and they can choose it, how long each parents have it. But I think it can be up to 18 months, but not all of that with full pay.
Okay. Because in Estonia, it's the maternity leave, but it's full pay, by the way, is up to 18 months.
Oh, I think that's probably better than Sweden then. It's full pay, yeah.
But the problem is that you are almost not, let's say you are allowed to work, but you can work only small, kind of a smaller limited time during that time. And on the other side, it makes so that the mother's at home about 18 months, and then it's difficult to return. Because they have been away such a long time, and that's why I think that when you talk to Netflix that it's very important that you can return when you need, and then you can be some time at home, so it's not so strict either at home or at work, but there has to be in the kind of middle way as well.
Yeah, and I imagine a company like Netflix, that everything moves so quickly in terms of technology, that you probably need to keep up to date a little bit on what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's a really good candidate. My candidate for this week, we had several. Usually it's rather difficult to find a good candidate, but this week in Estonia it was happening very many things. But what I wanted to point out is Arvamus Festival in Estonian, in English, it's probably opinion festival or something. I don't find, I don't know how they translate it to English. In Swedish, as we discussed here before, it was like Almedalsfestivalen, that has here in Estonia taken place for third time. The first year they had about 2,000 visitors, second year it was about 4,000, and this year they reported that they had about 10,000 visitors.
Wow.
And it was really, I happened to be one of them. I hadn't had time during the previous years, but this year I was there, and I was really surprised how high level it was. Estonian ministries, politicians, business leaders, journalists, and really kind of fruitful discussions. And it was really a good atmosphere. So I really hope that we learn the art of discussion discussing about our different opinions during this event.
It's all about communication, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And understanding.
Yeah. We have the candidates. What do you think about? Have you been participating in the Almedalsfestivalen?
Almedalsveckan, I think we call it.
Almedalsveckan.
No, I'm afraid I haven't. It takes place in Gotland, in Visby, and accommodation and so on is always very, very scarce. So we always have someone from Volvo attending.
Okay.
Generally, people from public affairs or always our director of environment, you know, our core value specialist on environment, because they pick up the discussion from the politicians, what the trends are. So that's very valuable. And they always report back, but unfortunately I haven't been able to go myself.
Okay. So I'm very happy that the team here in Estonia started this type of event. And I'm also happy that there are so many participants this year. So because when it's kind of 1,000 to 2,000, you cannot influence a lot. But now with already 10,000 participants, it's already something, I think.
Absolutely.
Super, Christina. Do you know what happens now? Now we need to make a choice, and you are the one who can say who will win the award. We have the two candidates, and it's okay to vote for yours, I have to say. So, what do you think?
Well, they're very, very different, aren't they?
I know.
Well, I mean, Almedalsveckan, I think, being a very important forum here in Sweden and has been for years. I think, I believe very much in communication between different sides of, you know, so you can discuss different sides of a story. So I think I will let you have
the final word.
Yeah. I think maybe yours will win, because that sounds very, very interesting. And we need to talk to each other. Everyone needs to talk to each other. We need to understand each other's viewpoints. So I'm all for that.
Okay. Yeah, it's a difficult choice, because looking at what Netflix does, I think it's an important message. And and especially when you say that in US market, it's very unusual to market a company that way and to attract the young talent. And I think that for that target group, it's extremely important to have the freedom to have both job and kids at the same time. So that's why I think that they could be a trendsetter. But on the other side, if I look at about the Opinions Festival in here, I think that they have already created something, so that people are following. There are more and more people coming and trying to discuss and showing the opinion. So maybe also if I look at these sides, so that maybe let's give the award to the Estonian Opinion Festival. War?
Yeah, it's a difficult one. It's so, so different.
Yeah, it is so different. Absolutely.